Well, Zia, could you tell me, first of all, what is osteoarthritis?
Yes, osteoarthritis is a joint disease that caused by wear and tear of joints where cartilage is eaten away. So bones comes into contact with each other and the friction makes the joints swollen, and it is extremely painful, as you know, and it is unpreventable up to this point, and it is a big problem in North America as it affects almost 10% of the population.
Now, in your research, what is it that you're focusing on?
Oh, I am focusing on the mechanics of the cells inside the cartilage. So let me just give you an idea why we are focusing on cells, because osteoarthritis manifests itself particularly in the degeneration of articular cartilage, and this degeneration, we believe, as others, is due to the loading of the joints, and the way the loading and the cartilage maintain is through the cells in the articular cartilage, and the deformation and the mechanics probably of those cells. Therefore, studying the cells is a very important key in order to understand the degeneration of articular cartilage. And if we understand the mechanics of the cells, then this will reach our understanding of osteoarthritis. So backing to your questions, so up to this point, for example, all researchers, they either take cells isolated from the cartilage or they harvest the tissue from a sacrificed animal to understand the mechanics of those cells. But we thought that if we want to understand the disease, we need basically to go to see how those cells behave in their natural environment. So it is in the actual joints. And because of that, we develop a new system that can visualize the mechanics of the cartilage cells, and we can look at those cells in real time when we load the cartilage through a muscular contraction.
And is there a specific part of that cell? I understand that you're looking at something called chondrocytes. What are chondrocytes?
Well, chondrocytes are those cells in the cartilage, and those are the cells which make up the whole cartilage and which release the proteins and make the physical activities of the cartilage. And those are the only thing living in the cartilage, and that's why we focus to understand them. As if we understand them, we basically will have richen our understanding about osteoarthritis.
Now, I understand that in your background, you're a laser physicist. How did you end up in a lab looking at osteoarthritis? Like, how do those two skills mix?
Oh, wow. My background in physics basically helps me a lot developing the new techniques in the human performance lab. And it actually took two major phases. The first one was, as a physicist, I was able to design a new stage of what we call a two-photon microscope that can hold a live animal instead of a small tissue. I was also able to develop a new device that can limit the movement of the thigh bone of animal to less than 1 micrometer, which is 1 millionth of a meter, in order to be able to image the cartilage cells or the chondrocytes in 3D during the activation of the animal muscles. And this is the first phase, but as a laser physicist, I developed also a new approach to image the cells without, for example, barbecuing it. This approach includes sophisticated lasers and the special optics that allow us not only keeping the cells alive during the experiment, but also image the entire cartilage thickness, so we can go deep inside the tissue.
And so is this the first time that this sort of thing has been done?
Yes, this is the first time that anyone has seen the chondrocytes mechanics in a live animal while we load them through muscular contraction. So we are exactly trying to look at the chondrocytes while the animal is walking or running or jumping, these sort of things. And this is really a new technique, and our results different from others because of that.
Are you focusing on any specific part of the body, any specific joint?
Yeah, it is the knee joint. So we are looking at the knee joints, and we are trying to see how the cartilage and the cells inside the cartilage works. And one of our new experiments, actually, it shows that there is a protein coming out from the chondrocytes when we load them extensively, like when someone uses 60% of his muscle force, like when he's running or jumping, versus the one who is walking, where it does not release lots of protein. Our results suggest that these proteins come directly from the cells. So we thought with this new technique that since we can extract the synovial fluid from human, we hope at some point that we can find a biomarker for the onset or progression of the disease and for the prevention exercise programs.
Well, perhaps you could explain that a little bit more for me. What is the significance of knowing that? How would you use it?
In our experiments, we saw that cells loses up to 25 of its volume instantaneously, but it takes minutes to recover. Those cells are on the surface of the articular cartilage, and since they are losing 25% of their volume, we thought where this fluid goes, because most of what the cells loses is fluid. Then we look at the synovial fluid, and we saw that the protein in the synovial fluid increases as a function of the exercise, and actually it disappears after a while. So we have an indication now that synovial fluid proteins changes as a function of magnitude and duration of exercise. And as I said, our further experiments suggest that these changes are mediated by the active release of substances coming from the cells.
So if you take that and you apply it to, say, a runner, and runners have a tendency to develop bad knees, is there some way that you can tell if, say, somewhere down the line, once you're finished with your experiments, will you be able to tell whether a person is exercising the right way or the wrong way?
Up to this point, we don't know, but that's exactly what we hope to do, is to find a biomarker that probably will help us to see if this exercise is good for a runner or this exercise is bad for the runner. But in order to do that, we need to identify all the proteins that comes from the joints when we load them extensively and see what will happen, what proteins are increasing, what proteins are decreasing, what is the threshold, and hopefully we can find a biomarker for that.
So at what stage are you?
We are in our first stages, because this is really, really very new. No one has reported this before. So we are trying to do lots of experiments to understand what is going on now.
So what comes next?
Okay, so we think that the changes of protein in synovial fluid as a function of the load is very interesting. So our future work will focus on identifying how and why joint fluid changes occur with high intensity exercise and why these changes disappear with the exercise duration. We will also try to attempt or to relate the changes in synovial fluid with the biological markers of adaptation and degeneration, so as to understand how synovial fluid may be used as a biomarker identifying healthy exercise from exercise that might induce joint degeneration responses.
Thank you very much, Ziad.
Thank you very much for having me.